No matter how serious the news gets, this is the time in the election cycle when the president and his supporters focus on fashion. Amid the news of cabinet appointments and policy changes, White House officials have announced the names of the people who will design the first family's inaugural gowns. Oscar De La Renta has designed the outfit for First Lady Laura Bush. A team of designers was called in to make the gowns for the Bush daughters. And all of this is being closely watched by Lynn Yeager. She's a style writer for The Village Voice, a newspaper in New York City. She's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
I imagine that this is worth a lot of money to Oscar De La Renta, that we just mentioned his name.
It's a huge amount of money and attention for Oscar De La Renta. Highly coveted assignment.
And this is what the first gowns are about, in a sense?
Oh, absolutely. At this point in American fashion history, the important thing is getting your dress seen on a runway. And I suppose an inaugural ball is kind of like a giant runway.
Okay, well, here they are in my morning newspaper. I'm looking at Laura Bush's gown, and, well, there's a drawing of the gown anyway. Help me describe this. It's blue. I can get that far with it.
It's ice blue crystal beading.
Okay.
and I'm sure it'll be very nice. It's modest and expensive.
But we're just getting started here. There's also some stuff here for the Bush daughters.
Well, the daughters are much more interesting, I think, fashion-wise. I thought that their rather outre selections for their convention speeches were interesting, and the dresses that they're planning to wear at the inauguration are quite interesting as well, especially Jenna's seafoam green leather-trimmed Bagley Mischka gown. I suspect that this is the first time metallic leather will make an appearance at an inaugural ball, but maybe I'm wrong.
So that's what Jenna has. What about Barbara's outfit?
Barbara seems to have a delightfully low back and neck. The back is quite saucy and held together by tiny little strings.
Who pays for all this?
According to the New York Times, the family is paying for this. But, you know, I'm sure that the designers would have been happy to give these dresses away, and it's an incalculable boon for the designers.
When you look at these gowns, do you get any sense of the times?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. You get a sense of the times usually looking at clothes in retrospect. You know, if you looked at them 5 or 10 years from now, you go, oh, it's so 2005. But, you know, in the middle of it, it's hard to say. They're not sort of demure corporate Texas clothes. They are very much high society, moneyed lady clothes.
Are these gowns different from the kinds of things you've seen on First Ladies and other members of First Families in past years?
They have a Nancy Reaganish quality, I think. I can't remember what Hillary wore. I don't think that either Hillary or Laura Bush are tremendously interested in fashion. And, you know, it's a terrible burden for women in public life to have to be concerned about this and scrutinized. It's really not fair.
Because people are going to make fun of them no matter what.
Yes, people are going to make fun of them. People are going to assume that they've paid more attention than maybe they have, or that it's something that they care about when they really don't. And it's a terrible burden that men do not share.
Lynn Yeager is a style writer for The Village Voice in New York City.